those Astros. They're kicking ass and taking names.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
This ball hit pretty well to left field. Dubon near the wall will jump up and he'll make a great catch. Doobie protects the no-hitter with a great catch against the wall and left. He robs Brandon Marsh and keeps Spencer through seven innings without a hit.
What a play by Mauricio Dubon, getting the start in left field. Tracks this one back to the wall and times his leap beautifully.
How about that,
Holy man?
If you watch that, oh my goodness.
This newbie kid can play some outfield, y'all.
Spencer Arrighetti, no hitting. The Philadelphia Phillies through seven innings, and Dubon, the person that someone has said, oh my God, who would, I mean, could you imagine someone saying, put Dubon in
Ron Hughley
for center field. By the way, Jake almost blew the no-hitter because if he didn't get any leather on it, it wouldn't have been an error. They would have counted it as a hit.
I screwed it up.
Completely misjudged a ball in center field, but thank God he was able to run back to get it. But this ain't about you, Jake.
Ron
what
Hughley.
A play by Dubon, and of course he's up to bat. But what a play by Dubon in the outfield to preserve the no-hitter, through seven. As I've, by the way, did I hear that? Did I hear Todd Callis refer?
Yeah, they must have changed their ways because they really, really, really never usually mention that.
Did he? Did you hear it?
Yeah,
I believe I heard it too. It must just been. I mean, that was such a freaking awesome play.
Oh, right there in that piece of audio. Did he say it at the end? Did he say that?
Yeah, absolutely. He said the no hitter.
The hell you doing, Todd?
Todd's an adult.
This ball hit pretty well to left field. Dubon near the wall will jump up and he'll make a great catch. Doobie protects the no-hitter with a great catch against the wall and left. He robs Brandon Marsh.
Did you see the look on his face?
He said protected the no-hitter. He damn sure did.
You almost have to there, though, because that catch, as great as it is, becomes exponentially greater knowing that he just saved this freaking no-hit.
It's 2024. He gets a hit to come right back up. I hope you're right, Clint. I hope he's playing the position he should be playing when he gets back. When the games matter the most. Report the news. The news of the game. Report the news of the game. Oh, God. I could almost stop traffic right now on this 5 o'clock fire and just sit through the Chaz McCormick at bat. I mean,
Come on, like, Chazzy.
I feel like we should all join hands.
and they sway.
They brought Chaz in a 7-0 ball game. Oh, God, come on, Chaz. Get a hit. Please. Please. Oh, God. Come on, that's outside. He needs all the help he can get. 5 o'clock fire, and Chaz McCormick's at bat is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Please hang with us. The Astros lead 7-0. Come on. Come on. Chaz went deep. Oh, my God. And he went off on that. Look at Chaz. Wyatt, you're right. The hell with it.
Let's go.
Chaz.
One more Chaz.
He returns. You all, get your asses out of the dugout. Every last one of you.
They are the alive.
Go give that son of a bitch a hug. Every one of you. Get out of the dugout.
Bring him platters of banana pudding.
Damn.
White.
I'm so happy for that kid.
Chaz.
Somebody give him a hug. Every last one of you.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
That is beautiful right there, bro.
Hey, that warms up my heart.
Woo.
That warms up my heart. Damn.
Let's go.
Good God almighty.
Astros are going wild.
Who cares about
Jordan? Third homer of the game.
Who cares about Jordan's homer? I mean.
What is happening? This is awesome.
That Chaz McCormick.
Jordan won't even let Chaz have the moment, man. At one pitch, and he hits the dead center.
Three bombs for the big man, boys.
Good God.
He could have took a pitch and let him enjoy it, right?
Chaz should be doing a curtain call.
Where the hell have these bats been?
Good.
Dead center, too. Look, you see that pitcher? He's done hit Bregman in the head, and he's just getting shelled.
Damn, man. right.
What a game. What a game. And White Boy Chaz is back. Let's go.
I don't know if he's back, but I mean, he needed that. I mean, he needed that. Yesterday, he was, I mean, we were talking about him just calling himself out of his name and losing his mind, clearly in the dumps. Come on, man. God, boy.
What a guy Altuve is letting him.
What a moment.
Letting him get that at bat, man.
What a moment. God. I'm so happy for Chaz. I mean, I don't even know where we are. I really don't. But Yordan, by the way, Yordan's clearly trying to really fight Spencer Urgetti for the player of the game right now, as Yordan has gone deep three times. I mean, like he's in batting practice, just drilling these balls out. But the only thing left now is through seven innings, Spencer Urgetti, he's got two innings to try to get through this and get a no-hitter today. So the Astros are bouncing back. They're up 10-0. 10-0 right now as they're going to avoid the sweep with the Phillies and at least salvage one.
God, this game. I just almost lost my voice, dude.
I know.
I'm hitting it.
Okay. 5 o'clock fire.
All right. There we go. I mean, you should have taken the over on those runs. Telling you, man.
I put a max bet on Yordan to have over 1.5 bases, and he has like 13.
Yeah,
so.
He does. He does. All right. We just talked about this with Brandon Scott, and we've talked about it the last day or so. The cut of Noah Brown, and Clint, he's found a new home.
Has he?
The Washington Commanders scooped his ass right on up. They were probably early in that cycle, scooped him up. And a lot of people are really excited about what they could look like. And to add Noah Brown to that with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and the young skilled players they have in Washington, a pretty good landing spot for Noah Brown. I mean, if he was the fourth receiver here, when he gets healthy, I'm sure he's probably going to be looked at higher with their group that they have there.
I would think he's at least the three. Who's the two in Washington? They just traded Jahad Dotson, so you know, I mean, he had to be a top three.
Unless they're trying to swing Brandon Ayuk, who knows? There, a lot of people thought that might have been.
Yeah, but you got to believe that he moved up in the pecking order, no doubt, going to Washington.
I mean, they've slid him in as a starter. I mean, already.
There you go. Yeah, wide receiver needy team. There's a few of them out there.
Jamison Crowder and Luke McCaffrey slid on down.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, he fits squarely ahead of those two.
Yeah, I think he's the two right now. So yeah, he goes there, and I don't know, but that'll be. Listen, I don't think again, as I said yesterday, and I think we both talked about it. I don't think this is a thing that necessarily says, boy, this is gonna kill the Texans, but. You can see, like, this is a guy who was your fourth receiver that is dipping to a team that people have some promise. I've seen people talk about the Commanders as a fringe playoff team. I've seen people talk that way about this team, and he goes there and it becomes their second receiver.
Immediate starter.
Like that, yeah, an immediate starter, and that's the kind of guy you gave up that other teams value that. I saw Pittsburgh talking about, ooh, if we could get our hands, you know, people in Pittsburgh talking about if they could get their hands on a Noah Brown, he would instantly be the second best receiver on this team behind George's last
Pickens.
I guess so this is the type of player that they're letting move on.
Yeah, and not a surprise at all. I'd imagine Dallas probably made a call. I would imagine there's several, probably 5 to 6 teams that are wide receiver needy, that he would have been in the top three wide receivers on their team. Now, if he can stay healthy, then I imagine he's going to help them It will be interesting. I mean, it's still, until we hear some comments that kind of clear the air. I mean, and to my knowledge, paying a guy $3.5 million and letting him walk versus cutting a guy that is let's just be nice and say a similar player in Robert Woods, you know, that you could have saved $5 million on. It just doesn't all add up. Other than, you know, he was injured and maybe he's not as good a mentor type guy as Robert Woods. We know clearly he's in a different level than the youngsters, but the youngsters offer you some kind of future and a higher ceiling. Okay, I get that. But the keeping Robert Woods over Noah Brown dynamic is very, very interesting to me.
Yeah. And from the text line, this is a good thought. Why didn't they try to trade Noah Brown? That is not a bad. We heard teams calling in about John Metchie, you know, and I wonder, you know, I wonder, man, if you look at this, how many, you know, people showed interest in Noah Brown, how quickly he pulled up.
I mean, if he's a guy that plugs in as a number two wide receiver with the team immediately, he was definitely trade. I mean, he was definitely, there was a value there, a trade value there, I would think.
Yeah. So that is the latest there. Noah Brown finds a new home with the Washington Commanders.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, this is intriguing to see what's going to shake of this. As we saw, CeeDee Lamb signed a new deal and got big money with the Cowboys, and a lot of people are looking at Ja'Marr Chase, who has started to hold out and has not returned to practice until getting a new contract there with the Bengals. So he seems to be next. And Clint, this is interesting to me. This is a report that Ja'Marr Chase just got to practice 13 minutes after it started in street clothes, and appears he isn't practicing today after Zach Taylor said he was going to continue to practice right here. Damn it! Did they give up a hit?
No hitter. Ferrigetti just went down the drain. Infield hit.
That's the worst of it.
You know what really makes that suck? Bregman makes that play.
Why would you tell me that? I'm on cloud nine right now.
Why is Bregman out of the game?
Watch it.
He got hit in the head.
Watch it.
Yeah, but he stayed in after he got hit in the head, right?
Yes.
I still got hit in the head.
Tell me your third base. Tell me your gold glove caliber third baseman don't make that. He didn't have to dive. I mean, it just jumped right up over his glove.
He would have been thriving in that moment.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it would have been a glove it and shoot it across there for an easy out.
I'm sorry. We'll get to Ja'Marr Chase, but I'm sorry.
Altuve's out too, by the way.
They're up 10-0. I'm perfectly fine with it.
They got a no-hitter.
Bregman got hit in the head, and he's dealing with an arm problem. I am perfectly fine with Bregman getting taken out of this one. Sure, Getty has something to say about it.
My thinking is,
do everything you can to help the guy. You're leaving him in there.
You kept him to run the bases. You kept him in there to run the bases. Now, I'd be starting to get Spencer out of here now. But you kept him in there to run the bases, and he ran the bases. I don't know, no hitter, man. I'd rather have him in there.
If I'm Spencer, I'm not going to say, look, Spencer,
you got no room to say.
You got to know your role. But when we get home tonight, we're going to sit around a dinner table, and I'm going to let it all out. Bregman at third makes that play in his damn sleep.
Wow. All right, Chaz is in there too, isn't he? Who's Chaz in there for?
Altuve.
Chaz is not
He hit for Altuve. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, he's not playing for Altuve. Yeah, that's tough. Infield hit and a play that you believe Bregman makes and you took him out. I understand it's 10-0, but dog, bite it. All right. Anyway, Ja'Marr Chase. he's probably going to be there. He ought to do what CeeDee Lamb is doing. I mean, at this point, you know they're going to pay you. And they got to, and the Bengals need to, and he is obviously a major, major part to their team. I would chill. I would continue to push this thing. I would Chris Jones this sucker and push this thing all the way until the end, because now you know the number. You know where CeeDee Lamb is. You know where Justin Jefferson is. We know where the number is. I would push this thing.
Well, this is one of those guys that just absolutely should. He should hold their feet to the fire without a doubt. I mean, this is a very, I mean, he's a CeeDee Lamb type player. I mean, when you talk, and I don't, obviously he's a great player. I mean, he's one of your top three receivers in the league, right? But I mean, you look at the kind of player that he is in terms of how he plays the game, he can do it all. And there's just, I mean, you didn't pay, what's my man's name?
You did, yeah, they didn't pay T. Higgins.
You didn't pay T. Higgins. Franchise, yeah. You didn't pay Joe Mixon. Obviously, you paid your quarterback.
But they're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't understand what the holdup is. Pay the man and move on.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, they ain't about to let him go, right? I don't know what the alternative. And then he's rolling here 13 minutes late. In street clothes. Hey, when his coach said yesterday, yeah, he's going to continue to practice. Oh, am I? to hell I am. Watch me sit over here and chill. Yeah, they need to go ahead and get that thing that thing done. By the way, a side note, hey, just to let you know, if you missed it, Russell Wilson, he's going to be the starter in Pittsburgh. They went with Russ Wilson over Justin Fields.
That's
good,
right.
Good safe decision. Good safe option.
What do you think they
– I don't like it.
Think they make the playoffs?
I think they boo his ass up out of Pittsburgh in a month.
You ain't lying, man.
It just reeks, man. It's not a good fit. I mean, unless he just goes out there and Pat Mahomes that joint and just, like, it's obvious, like, he's just
no,
extended.
He can just win. If they just win. Oh, yeah, if they just win. They come out the blocks, they win, they're 2-0 or something. Like, they'll be fine. If they lose, even if Russ is good, even if Russ is playing well, and they lose, they're gonna want his ass up out of there. They're going to be on top because they can quickly turn on Mike Tomlin, too, the way Pittsburgh fans have talked about
him. Mike, keep making these decisions. They might do it.
They might do it. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, this was an interesting opinion by a talking head at ESPN, and he feels like the Texans aren't going to make the playoffs. I want you to hear it out, hear what he has to say. And if you think it's fair, we'll discuss coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Hey, if you're out and about and you're going to the ballpark tomorrow, come hang out with us. And hell, if you don't even have tickets to the game, you can come hang out with us. We will be at the Westin downtown. At the Westin downtown, getting you ready as right there by Minute Maid Park. Come on out. You can have samples of that good drink. Sagamore whiskey. Some good drinks, some samples there. If you came when we were at Specs, you had a taste of that old fashioned, the multiple different types. I know you were telling me they got multiple different types of whiskeys that they could throw at you. Hopefully we have all of those at our disposal tomorrow, but come on into the Westin. We'll be doing our show live there. The Drive will be live on the road at the Westin downtown, right near Minute Maid Park. And come out and have some samples, have some drinks. A great place to pregame.
Yeah, big shout out to Sagamore Rye Whiskey as well, and what they'll have tomorrow, Ron. I would imagine it'll be definitely the small batch rye whiskey that they have, that they offer. It's a blend of a high rye, low rye whiskey. It creates a sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey. I don't know about you, but when I'm sipping spirits in general, definitely whiskey. I like the sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey, and Sagamore is just that. If you can get by tomorrow, check us out. You will enjoy, no doubt about it. You can sample it, and I imagine after you sample it, you'll want to buy a bottle. But even if you can't get by, just whatever you do, make sure that you you ask for Sagamore at your favorite liquor store. And when you do, save it responsibly.
That's right. Tomorrow, Westin, the Westin downtown. Come hang out with us and have some fun. Come on out. We'll enjoy ourselves.
Them Hogs play tomorrow, too.
Jayhawks do, too.
Oh, they got a Thursday night game, too?
Yeah.
Who they got?
Lindenwood.
Lindenwood. Is that a high school?
No, I don't think so. No, it's a
Jayhawks going
it's a
down.
College in Missouri, they're gonna get their ass kicked.
Who Kansas is?
Probably not.
What if they play with them?
They won't.
Arkansas got UAPB, and I just
you think they'll play with Arkansas?
I mean, look, anything's possible. But I'm the Arkansas head coach, not that y'all asked, but the Arkansas head coach, I've already gone on record in Arkansas saying this. We sorry, UAPB. I got a lot of my boys from UAPB, man. Love them. A lot of my folks from Pine Bluff in general, love them. You're catching the Hogs the wrong time. Because it's simple. This ain't no Sam Pittman, just in-state stuff, Mr. Nice Guy. Nah, this ain't the time. You got a job on the line. My man's got to go out there and absolutely kick ass for four quarters. I mean, we're talking about. I mean,
yeah, 17-10 would be a tough.
That ain't gonna be it. I mean, we've lost games that we have no business losing. We have played pissy poor. He is one of the best offensive line coaches in the game. At one point, was thought to be the best offensive line coach in the game, and we had our offensive line was pitiful last year. I mean, one of the worst in college football. So. Sorry, but this is a time when Arkansas has got to go get it.
Yeah, getting that ass, huh?
I don't know if they are or not. I'm just saying they need to. You ain't got time. There's no Mr. Nice Guy stuff. We ain't. Some teams got that luxury. Arkansas ain't got that luxury, Chief.
Ain't got that luxury. All right. All right. The Texans, they were one of those teams last year that made the playoffs, but that didn't make it the previous year. But each year we also see the reverse, where teams who made the playoffs like Jacksonville did last year but miss it the next season. And ESPN on First Take, they were having a debate there of who would be that team. And listen to my man Joe, old Joe Fortenbaugh. He had this to say as he picked the Texans, and listen to his, and I want you to listen to it. Listen to his reasoning of why he selected the Texans. And do you think it's legit? Honest to God, be as objective as you possibly can. Do you think it's legit?
I'm going to take the Houston Texans. I'm going to say they missed the playoffs this year. Ooh. You start with the fact that everybody loves the Houston Texans. Yeah, that's how they built Caesar's Palace out in Las Vegas, because everybody with the exact same opinion often works. But that's just the joke part of it, right? They're a 10-win team from last year. You peel back a lot of what they did. There's reason to believe some regression could be coming. Everyone is very fixated on CJ Stroud. Fantastic. D'Amico Ryan's fantastic. Sky, 5 years, it's stock you want to own. Next year, I think there's a step back. Number one. 7-3-1 score games last year. That's an outlier performance. That regresses to the mean. It means you end up losing more games next year. Number two, top five in turnover differential. There's no stat that predicts wins and losses more than turnovers. The turnover differential falls back, and they were on the outlier side of the spectrum. If that falls back, you have losses there as well. Another thing no one really talks about when we just gush over this team, which again, they deserve a lot of it. They had a very easy schedule last year. They have a top 7 schedule in terms of difficulty this year. Targets on their back. People are coming for them. So you go ahead and you take a tougher schedule. You take a couple indicators that probably aren't going to break their way. One score games comes back to earth. Turnover differential comes back to earth. They did add Steph Diggs. There's a lot to like about them. Again, 3 and 5 years out.
I'm not going to lie to you. We've had conversations about some of these things that he brought up.
We don't like that.
Leading to the offseason, we've had conversations about some of these things that were brought up. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, is it legit? Do you think he is legit, or are you seeing him as somebody who is not as aware of what's going on with the Texans, or even further, a hater? Do you get the sense of that? Somebody just coming in on the text line, 100% correct. They have a much tougher schedule, and they will now game plan for C.J. Stroud. Well, I think they game plan for C.J. Stroud, but I think they do. That teams may view the Texans differently, and him, their approach going into it.
Look, I'm not picking the Texans to miss the playoffs, but I do admire and respect debate, if you will. Not that they debated anything, but a good layout. Like, I mean, he is spot on with everything he said. And to be honest with you, it's more of a compliment to what they did last year than it is maybe a backhanded or maybe a negative about this coming year. I mean, it's just reality, y'all. I mean, the odds of C.J. Stroud leading the league in passing yards per game and also the fewest interceptions is the odds of that happening are slim to none. The odds of them winning 70% of one score games that they're in is slim to none. The turnover issue, the turnover thing is going to, I think it's going to make for a different outcome. It's going to, and so I think all of his comments were, I think we're spot on. It's all the things that I'm worried about. Again, it's not about backsliding or somebody not being as good as we thought they were. It's that last year was so unbelievably good that it's going to be hard for CJ. Let's be honest. Ain't about the team. It's about CJ. It's going to be difficult for CJ to match that. And even with that last year, you look at how the season unfolded. It was a great second round of the playoffs, 10-win season. But you beat a team that didn't have their starting quarterback damn near the entire season. You beat their backup team, and it was a failed fourth down that really they should have converted that got you into the playoffs. And then you beat a team, another one, that didn't have their starting quarterback in the Cleveland Browns. to get to the second round. Again, not minimizing it, just it the reality. CJ was having an unbelievable year, and it was a rather easy path. It's going to be different this year, without a doubt. And I thought old buddy laid it out nice.
Yeah, from the text line, no, it's not legit. It's bull S. Absolutely legit. The next text, floor 9-8, ceiling 12-5. It all depends on injuries, turnovers, and one-score games are not luck. Everyone is not equal. Dude is just a hot take, Harry. No way they missed the playoffs.
Can I agree on that though? Like the point in the middle that he made, the turnover ratio and one score game is not luck. You are very, very correct. The weapons on the sideline that are your offensive coordinators, how well this football team is coached, how tight they are, and the chemistry that is, all of that plays into winning one score games. So I just think if you look at the league over time, teams being 7-3 in one score games is an outlier, like you said.
But where it does play differently on that is you're also now going up against more teams.
Come on.
That are
really good in one score games.
Yes, and really good at what you just
well
said, coached, the coach,
yes,
and quarterback. You're going against more teams that jump there. I know this is hard to hear for some. It's not a no way they don't make the playoffs. Like it's not a no way they don't make. Like you can like,
and they say no.
I know as Tyler speaks through there. It's I mean there's a way. Like I mean. Like if we see what happened with Jacksonville, there's a way that they don't
bring on the Jaguars.
I don't think they've arrived to that point. All right, hey, Astros get a dub, 10-0, they win. We'll get a little celebration on the way back. And here I got to hear this. I hear Tyler's told me it's really good. The call as Chaz McCormick. Thank God for Chaz. I'm so happy for Chaz. Chaz goes deep and hits a bomb in the eighth inning. He's got to be feeling better about himself. And Justin Verlander, is he still the game one starter for the Astros in the playoffs? We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Called third strike. Marsh didn't like it. Astros shut out the Phillies 10-0. Yordan Alvarez hits a home run in three consecutive at-bats to finish the game. And Spencer Arrighetti has his best start of his big league career. That was a great way to end a tough road trip.
About it, a big, big, big W. You wanted to avoid the sweep. They went 10-0. And the big gun stepped up. I think the story of this game was Spencer Arrighetti, who had a no-hitter.
Well, so you need the big gun to stand up?
I said the big guns stood up.
Oh, I thought you needed me to stand up.
But you can stand. Spencer Arrighetti, no-hitter through seven innings, and then he gave up an infield hit in a play that we think Alex Bregman would have made, but he was pulled from the
in
game.
In his sleep.
But he still goes 7 2/3 innings. Two hits, no runs, 11 strikeouts with 4 walks.
So, well, Astros won today.
He was huge today. Big-time performance from him. But the big fella, Yordan Alvarez, who I continue to say is the best hitter on the planet, 4-for-4 today, 3 home runs, and 4 RBIs today. And Tyler,
it feels huge.
I think you bet 1.5 bases on him? And you put it all to the table, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I pushed all them chips to the middle on the big fella.
How about that? Good for him. Big day. Big day for the Astros as well as they come back home to face the Royals over the weekend for 4. But big to them to get out of there without getting swept there. Big, big, big game.
Big for the squad, but I can't get past Spencer Arrighetti, man. My man, Dubon's making plays off the wall again. Saving the no-hitter. And then to think that the no-hitter comes down to, literally, it was a candy hop, boys and girls. I mean, it was a chest-high hop that Shea Whitcomb just misjudged. I think Bregman makes the play in his sleep. So I know Spencer Arrighetti's not the player right now that can voice a frustration, but I got to believe, I don't even know if he's married. Whoever the hell he eats dinner with tonight should allow him about 5 minutes to just let it out. That was a career day on top of a career month, by the way. I saw they threw the stat up there that Spencer Arrighetti has more strikeouts this month than any pitcher in Major League Baseball, I believe. 46, I think, at the time. I don't know if he went and got another one or not after they threw that up there. But to cap off an unbelievable month of August for Spencer Arrighetti, my man had a no hitter in the works. Candy hop under the glove of Shea Whitcomb, it's over.
Like, if you the great thing, that catch that Dubon made and then the reaction from Arrighetti.
Yes.
And everybody, they're rolling through. You got the no-hitter. And
pitch count was in a good spot.
And, yes, Alex Bregman got hit. But here's my confusion, and I know Tyler said he was fine with it, and I understand. But he got hit with the pitch, stayed in to run, and then stayed in and played third base in the bottom of the seventh.
Then you only need six outs, and you're up 10-0.
And then we got the Dubon catch, and we're in it now. Let's get home. Six outs.
But
he took out Altuve, and he took out.
But
he took out Bregman.
You play to win the game, not individual statistics.
Well, that's convenient.
I mean, I wanted to see it too. Y'all know I did. I was in here hyped. Yeah, you played, but I'm perfectly fine with that decision from Espada.
You play to win the game and get. Personal.
Yeah, I gotta leave. I gotta ask my starters to play two more innings, boys. I gotta play my starters one more. I'm playing the game like it's a tight game, and I'm putting if Jordan is in the outfield, I'm bringing him. I'm putting a better defensive player in the outfield. I mean, I'm doing everything
we
I can.
Get this thing.
I mean, this is a career day for a young fellow that's had an unbelievable month.
I'm team.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy. Call me crazy, but I damn sure ain't pulling guys out that had expected to play nine innings. So,
and to be clear, I'm not saying that I like was calling for that move and like, yes, that he needed to do that. I would have been fine either way.
Well, hey, listen, guys. At the end of the day, he didn't get the no-hitter.
He did.
But I'll tell you what's coming up, Tyler. I'll tell you what's coming around the corner. There's a four-game stretch against a team that's about, I don't know, about a – what is it, 11, 12-hour drive from here?
12.5.
12.5-hour drive from here up in Missouri and up towards old Kansas City, them Royals. There's a four-game stretch starting tomorrow with our Stros, man. What are we putting on it?
Let's think about that. First, can we do this, though?
Oh, I want you to hear this so bad.
Can we hear Chaz?
Oh, hell yes, we can.
Listen, I allowed the Chaz McCormick music. And when I say allowed, I don't think I really had a choice. I think Tyler was going to play it whether I allowed it or not.
I was living in that moment.
I was there too.
That was awesome.
Chaz, man. Last night, man, I took Chaz's words home with me. Hell, I was struggling in the ride home for 15 minutes thinking about Chaz. I mean, Chaz just said, I got to stop being a B. Like, oh my goodness, this guy's taking it. Chaz went deep. Yes, it was 7-0. The game was over. But Chaz got a pinch hit. And I mean, he went oppo deep. Let me hear it. I have not heard Todd Callis and Jeff Blum. I know. I said we almost stopped 5 o'clock fire. I think actually there's no almost. I think we stopped 5 o'clock fire. Get that thing fixed. We stopped 5 o'clock fire because I just wanted to sit there and see the at bat. And I mean, this is
drive this. Family out there, turn them speakers up for this one.
Let me hear this.
He's got plenty of family and friends here to cheer him on.
Come on, Chaz.
And TK.
It's been a fun week for me, too, I must admit. Chaz skies one into center field. Brandon Marsh going back on it. He'll watch this when it goes. Chaz McCormick in his hometown hits a home run to right center field over the wall where he made that incredible catch in the World Series.
Mom may be here in the stadium, but I'm still going to yell at her. Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
I mean, Todd was begging.
The first thing TK said was, "Come on, Chaz," just like you did at 5 o'clock.
I was done. I didn't care. Come on, man. Come on, man. Please.
Makes you come good, at me boy. About white boy Chaz. I feel good for my boy. I really do.
That was beautiful.
I don't know if it's enough to get the music back.
Not full time. Just in
it
that
is
moment.
For today.
Just
for
that the moment. Moment. Okay. Fair.
I was hoping for that infield hit that guy got to break up the no hitter. I was hoping for that from Chaz. Yeah. I was hoping for just anything.
Instead, he sent it over to Waddle.
I mean, he got to trot, man. I mean,
I just hope it sparks something, boys. I hope it sparks something. And I don't even care if it's good enough to put the rest of this season to bed. I mean, I don't know if he's capable of saving him at this point in time when Tucker comes back. But just for his well-being, just for his mental state, I hope he comes out of this, and I hope this home run, this pinch hit for Altuve, bombed to center field. I did not realize that. I did not put two and two together. That's where he made that catch
in that area. Yeah.
In the 22 series.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to disrespect him, but I would have considered going full Little League and everybody out at the plate meet.
Whatever it takes.
I really thought
it.
They might. You were really cheering for them too, and I was like, "Oh, they're going to do it. They're going to do
think
it."
There was no chance they were doing it, but I may have I gone did. Out.
You would have. Hell, I you walked around out. The desk over there. I'm You'd have been at the home plate.
I almost cussed multiple times and had. I almost forgot where I was.
I mean, that man said recently that he had to stop being a bitch.
He did, man. He
that was big for white boy, man.
Good for him, man. He left. All right. Y'all want to make a little wager? What you want to do?
I mean, something. I mean, I feel like the show, the drive. I feel like
because it's a four game series. It's just
such a natural. We got to do something. We can't just let this be have nothing on line. I mean, there's got to be something to it.
What are we thinking
here? Well, I mean, we've been to seven straight ALCS, so I feel like, and there's two of us, so I feel like we'd be ganging up on you if we made all the decisions. So, I mean,
seven
maybe,
times.
Maybe we sleep on it and we start tomorrow.
We sleep on it. We'll get some, here, create, Tyler, if you get a chance, maybe create a poll or a tweet or something of suggestions of what should be done. If either of the teams, if my Royals, your Astros, if they win the series. Now it's a four game series, so
I need to make a wager with Sean on Notre Dame A&M too.
Well, I'll throw one out there. We can always have a three game series, best of, and then for game four, that's the wager is. You or Tyler's got to wear something of the other team.
Why is it me or Tyler?
Because, I mean, I think it only makes sense. You're the only KC guy, and he's nut job.
Yeah, he's nut job, but no.
So I think I should be a bystander and I get to watch.
You're not getting out of this. No, man, we're going to figure something out. We're going to figure something out. 7 o'clock start tomorrow. We'll figure out a wager we want to help from the people. So we'll do that. That'll be strong. That'll be strong. By the way, coming up behind us, remember, as we're live and local until 11 o'clock, Texans All Access. They will, I'm sure, go into a lot more with the roster, the practice squad, the guys who came back. And then behind them, Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton, 7 to 11. Is Creighton on there?
Actually, I don't believe so. Yeah, he's up in New York.
Yeah, he is out. Patrick Creighton is out, so but Sean Bajani and
Patrick Creighton, who is out of town. We just recorded a new episode of the Big Orange Wagon, though, before he left for New York last night. People, go check out the Astros Talk, sportsradio610.com, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, the Big Orange Wagon.
There you go.
The big.
So live and local.
Orange Wagon.
Until 11, someone text in, if they get swept, Ron has to ride a bike over the ship channel.
But he can't.
Bridge.
No, I don't. I mean, hell, I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm not trying to get death, are we? Maybe some of you are.
I'm not asking Lance Armstrong to ride a bike over the ship channel bridge, much less a wobbly-ass Ron. You ever seen him ride a bike?
I want juiced Lance to ride it across. I want to see if he can pull that off.
Juiced Lance?
Juiced up Lance. When Lance was. So you think they're going to get swept for? Okay. I guess it's possible. Can happen. No, man, we'll have some fun. We'll figure something out and have some fun with that thing as they take on. This is a good matchup, though. These are two playoff teams right now. If it started, they would both be in the playoffs at this point, and it should be a fun series. You got Yordan Alvarez and who I think is the best hitter on the planet. You got one of the best young players in the game, and Bobby Witt Jr. and two of the, I would say, if we look at the six teams that would be in the postseason in the American League, I think there's an argument that the Astros and the Royals have the two best starting staffs especially in the second half, the two best starting staffs right there with the way those two.
Well, I mean, you talk about a historical great turnaround on the season with the Astros, the way they started, and you talk about one of the surprise teams, probably the biggest surprise team
historical turnaround from last. They lost 104 games last year. So
you're talking about the
Royals.
Yeah. But I mean, just in this year, I mean, you're talking about that's where I was going. Like just the surprise team overall with how well they're playing right now. So it'll be a hell of a matchup. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun coming up. And by the way, tomorrow, if you're going to the game, if you're going to go hang out, if you want to come hang out with us, you should. We'll be at the Westin. You can sample some great, great whiskey. Where is that whiskey from?
Sagamore Rye Whiskey.
Sagamore Rye Whiskey.
And small batch.
That old fashioned, if they have that is delightful too. She made me a Manhattan last time as well. It is tasty. People texting in, you know, I'm not the only one that could lose in the bet. I mean, you throw some things up for Tyler and Clint to have to do as well. That's, you know what, now I'm a little, I feel like that's the only thing we're going to hear in this poll, although I think it may be entertaining, is things that I need to do.
No, I love doing stuff like that. I'm in.
I feel like that's all the people are going to say is suggestions for
even
me.
Even better.
That's all right. I'll retweet it. Maybe there's some other folks that might slide in there.
I'll retweet it and see if I can piggyback.
I'll see if there's some other folks who can do it. Brandon Scott, shout out to him for joining us on the Texans Report like he does each and every day. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
He's got plenty of family and friends here to cheer him on.
Come on, Chaz.
Chaz McCormick's At Bat is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Come on. Chaz went deep. Oh, my God. Danny went off on that. Look at Chaz. Wait, you're right. They all went deep.
Let's go.
Chaz.
One more Chaz.
He returns. Come on. Get your asses out of the dugout.
He'll watch this when it goes. Chaz McCormick in his hometown. It's a home run to right center field over the wall where he made that incredible catch in the World Series.
Ma may be here in the stadium, but I'm still going to yell at her. Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.